Canto 24. Then Beatrice said, O fellowship elect to that great supper of the blessed Lamb, who feeds you so that no desire is checked but always satisfied, know that I am in charge of this man, who by God's grace has foretaste of that which from your table falls before the fatal time appointed as his day of death. Give heed to how he calls in hunger without measure. Give him dew, if only a few drops, you that may drink deep from the fountain he aspires to, that flow of which he cannot cease to think. And then I saw the happy spirits flock in circles on fixed poles, flaring as bright as comets, and as wheels inside a clock revolve, so that it seems the first wheel might be stock still, while the last wheel seems to fly. Just so these choirs at different speeds, some slow, some quick, expressed the same resolve that I should gauge the wealth that they had put on show. And from the richest one I saw shoot out a fire so joyful that none other shone more brightly, and it wheeled 3 times about my Beatrice with a song, I can't go on. Divine beyond what my words can evoke, and so my pen lifts, all its powers gone, and I write nothing suitable. This cloak had folds too subtle for my pigments. Bold colors cannot paint shades that lie within the indentations fine draped cloth may hold. And this flame's plain song was no less rich in its intricacy. The song's words went so. My holy sister who has prayed to us so piously, it's by the melting glow of your affection you detach me thus from that fair circle. She then, O eternal light of the great soul, to whom our Lord entrusted the twin holy keys, which he brought down to give us the full bloom of all this glad amazement, may it please you now to test this man, with points both light and grave, as you see fit, pertaining to the faith by which you walked at your full height upon the water. Whether his love is true, and whether his hopes and his beliefs are right, these outcomes have all been foretold by you, there where all things are seen depicted. Yet, since in this kingdom citizens are made by the true faith, let's try not to forget the higher justice stands to be betrayed, should he not speak of this faith which will be, by his words, glorified. In the same way, the bachelor, when seeking a degree by viva voce, guards what he will say until the master puts the question he will argue but not settle. So I armed myself with all my reasons while she spoke, to be prepared, and therefore less alarmed by such a questioner, and not to choke through awe of his profession. Christian, speak, declare yourself, and tell me what faith is. At this I lifted up my brow to seek the light which breathed these sudden words of his, then turned to Beatrice, who quickly signed to me with one look that I should present the waters of my spring. May I now find, I said, the proper words of argument to fit my thoughts by that same grace that grants me leave to make confession to the chief centurion, flag-bearer, and first lance. I went on. As that pen of true belief held by your dearest saintly brother Paul, he who helped you in choosing the right track for Rome, once wrote, Faith is the stuff of all things hoped for, and of all things that we lack the sight of is the evidence, and this I take to be its essence. Then I heard, You are correct in your analysis if you grasp why Paul placed faith, the key word, first among actual things and only next among the arguments. And I, the deep occurrences, to me made a clear text appear, to eyes below so tightly keep their secrets that belief alone suggests they might exist. On that high hope is based, which therefore in the scripture which attests to it takes substance. As we find it placed in testaments both old and new, from those we take belief, and from belief we must then reason, seeing no more. So I close by saying that faith holds, in sacred trust, the character of evidence. Well done, I heard. If all the doctrine there below were understood so well by everyone concerned. The sophists, proud of what they know or think they know, would have less elbow room for empty cleverness. Thus breathed the flame of kindled love. Then more. We can assume we have well weighed the coin that bears the name of faith, whose alloy, too, we have assayed. Now tell me if you have it in your purse. And I have indeed, and it's high grade, so bright and round that I, too, can be terse. It's fresh out of the mint. And from the heart of that deep shining light came this jewel, precious with every value in each part. How did it get to you? Give me the rule. And I. The rain the Holy Spirit pours in floods from those twin parchments, old and new. It forms a syllogism which implores me always to believe, and so I do, since every other demonstration weighs as nothing beside that one. He then. Why do you hold what the old and new books say for holy word that you cannot deny settles all arguments? I. For the way the works that followed proved it to be fact. The miracles, which nature could not make with heated iron or struck anvil, backed by such great things it could be no mistake. And he. Now tell me how you are assured these works occurred. Surely the very thing that must be proved is all that can afford a proof for them. I said, to this I bring the words of Augustine, who said the world needed no miracle for it to be one to Christ's way, and from the fact unfurled the greatest miracle we'll ever see, such that all others put together yield less than 100th part of it. For you, when you were poor and fasting, took the field to sow the good vine, now degraded to a thorn. But still with you the pact was sealed. The written promise was proved true. That said, the high and holy court through every sphere rang with the song that they sing overhead. We praise you, God. And then the baron, here I use the earthly title, who had brought me thus from branch to branch in my defense of how my deepest faith had formed my thought, began again. God's grace, which, in a sense, is in love with your mind, has until now opened your lips in ways that I endorse. But finally we reach the highest bough of this tree, the completion of the course. What is it you believe? And tell me how it came from you. Where from? And I replied, O Holy Father, you that outstripped John, whose young feet got there first, to go inside the sepulchre, because he waved you on, you being senior, you ask the form, the essence of my willing faith. As well, you ask the source of it. Then I grew warm to that theme. I've a simple truth to tell. In one soul and eternal God I place all my belief, the God who reigns unmoved, yet moving all of heaven with the grace of his love and desire. The fact is proved by physical and metaphysical proofs I possess, but also by the rain of truth that never falters in its fall, sent down to us as spring showers to the grain, through Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, the Gospels, and through you, the ones that wrote the vital extra texts. His burning arms embraced you. You were holy. On a note less simple but essential, I believe in three eternal persons, and all these one essence, three in one that interweave oneness with threeness, so the whole agrees with singular and plural, is and are. Of this deep, sacred state of which I speak, the teaching of the gospel is by far the stamp that never stops. There you may seek the start and spark which broadens to a star shining within me. As a master hears his servant out, who has brought pleasant news, then when he's fallen silent, gladly nears the man and gives him the embrace we use with friends. So now the apostolic light, to which I'd spoken at his firm request, encircled me three times in joyful flight, because having survived the spoken test, I had no more to say, which pleased him best.